Currently, 17 states and the District of Columbia have red flag laws on the books. Similar laws have been proposed for the past several legislative sessions in Michigan, but after they were reintroduced this February, things have come to a standstill. Both the State House and Senate bills are in committees awaiting a hearing, meaning they haven't even been voted onto the floor yet. Each time in the House, they've been introduced by Representative Robert Wittenberg. He's a Democrat from Oakland County who's also chair of Michigan's Gun Violence Prevention Caucus. He says he's hopeful this time, after El Paso and Dayton, things will be different.
I think we need to act now. You know, there's not one piece of legislation that's going to end all gun violence. You know, we're not naive to think that, but we need to do something.
And that something is formally known as an extreme risk protection order. An ERPO, or red flag law, would allow a family member or law enforcement to report an individual who they think is a threat to themselves or others. Then, if a judge grants an order, their firearms could be temporarily removed before a hearing. After the hearing, where the person of concern can show up and make their case, the judge can grant a protection order seizing the firearms for a year. During that year, the person also loses their ability to buy guns. Democratic State Senator Mallory McMorrow wrote the Senate bill, which was sent to a committee chaired by Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Her bill hasn't been given a hearing either. She says she thinks that choice sends a message about her bill's prospects.
I know that GovOps is now referred to as kind of the place where bills go to die, unfortunately, and it was disappointing when it got assigned there, because I know this has been introduced for a number of sessions now, and we just want the bills to have a hearing and just be able to have the conversation. So it's frustrating to think that the bills might not move.
Back in the House of Representatives, Republican Graham Filler chairs the Judiciary Committee, where the House red flag bill is currently stuck. He's the person with the power to give the bill a hearing. He says the bill doesn't have the votes to pass, and he and other members of his committee are concerned about due process and timing. The first part of the red flag law involves an ex parte hearing, meaning the person who family or law enforcement are concerned about isn't there. And Filler says for him, that's a problem.
You always have a right to be at that hearing. So, of course, that triggers constitutional issues. The other major issue that has been brought up is the timeliness nature.
Mike Green is the owner of Not Just Guns in Mason, and he says he shares Representative Filler's concerns about due process.
You know, none of us want firearms in the wrong hands, and none of us want people doing evil things. At what point do we look at that red flag law and say, well, then that person shouldn't have a driver's license because they could go run people over? We shouldn't have this, we shouldn't have that. We're really picking on the firearm side of this thing a little bit.
Research from the states that have red flag laws show the laws help prevent suicides. For every 10 to 20 protective orders granted, one expected suicide is prevented. April Zioli is a professor of criminal justice at Michigan State University. She researches gun violence prevention related to domestic violence and red flag laws. She says having an ex parte hearing is part of what makes these laws effective.
And waiting 2 weeks for a hearing may not prevent the violence that you're seeking to prevent, right? I mean, wouldn't it be a shame if we went to law enforcement and said, look, this person has posted on, you know, Facebook that they're interested in killing as many people as they can, and then the criminal justice said, okay, that hearing's going to be 2 weeks from Thursday. Aren't we moving swiftly?
The process is civil, not criminal. Meaning after the order is up, the person can go buy a gun again or just get their guns back. Mike Green, the owner of Not Just Guns, says if there's due process, rights are restored after the order is lifted, and anyone who falsely requests an extreme risk protection order faces penalties, red flag laws are something he'd be comfortable considering.
But that's a big if and a lot to obtain, a lot to accomplish.
On the other side of the issue are groups like Moms Demand Action that lobby for gun reform. They back the bills. Katie C. leads the Lansing chapter of Moms Demand Action, and she says even with the current resistance, she's hopeful that this will be a moment where things can change.
You know, it's always what is the tipping point, and I wouldn't make predictive, you know, this is going to be it. But we feel like this is a pivotal moment for mobilizing. And things are only going to happen if Americans are mobilized and are paying attention at the state level.
There are currently no Republican co-sponsors of the House or Senate legislation, and lawmakers are just heading back to Lansing after summer break. Many of them say they're open to a conversation. But for red flag laws to be enacted in Michigan, they have to get out of committee first. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Senske.